Welcome to the next episode. Actually, it's not an episode. It's a half episode, as you saw. Episode 27.5. This is something new that we're doing in this mental health and well-being in COVID-19 reignition edition webinar series. We're doing something new called Ignition Moments. So this isn't a full episode. As you can see, I'm not sitting at my studio desk. It's pre-recorded. I'm sitting in my car, which I have not driven since lockdown began. We've just been taking my wife's car out to go shopping and things like that, and we've needed to head out. So this car has been sitting here for, I don't know how long, 5-6 weeks, I don't know how long it is now. Hasn't been driven. But what I want to talk about today is the idea of ignition and combustion. So the title is, what is ignition and how does it work? So, okay, what's the difference between ignition and combustion? This is all going to make sense psychologically just now and helping us to flourish. So stick with me as we go down a bit of a rabbit hole talking about engines and fuel. Okay, ignition and combustion are two separate things that have to do with the same overall process. Combustion is when the fuel is burning and it helps to release energy and get us moving. But ignition is the moment of lighting that fuel. Now, different engines light that fuel in different ways. I'm sitting here in my car, which is a diesel car. Up until last year, me and my wife, our family had been petrol people the whole time. But for unrelated, two separate reasons with both of our cars last year, we had to replace them. And we ended up getting two diesel cars. So we are completely a diesel family by now. And it's been interesting for me to try and understand the difference because I've never needed to understand it before. And many of you may just have a very simple understanding of the difference. And all you know and all you need to know is don't put petrol in a diesel engine. Don't put diesel in a petrol engine. At the very least, it will impact the performance and just be a waste of money. But it could actually stop the car altogether, depending on which way you do it, petrol to diesel or diesel to petrol. And it can actually damage the car. So from inefficient to disastrous, that's the spectrum of putting the wrong fuel into the wrong engine, because the engines are different. They are designed differently. A petrol engine has spark plugs that release a spark, and that's the ignition moment of igniting the fuel, and then the fuel burns, combustion energy is released, etc. Petrol engine does that with spark plugs and sparks. A diesel engine, my understanding, my simple layman's understanding, I'm not a mechanic, but the way a diesel engine does that is to create immense pressure and heat that pressure. And then when the fuel comes into contact with that compressed hot air, it spontaneously combusts and ignition happens that way. So it's a different mechanism. The cars are different. The engines are designed differently. And as I say, if you put the wrong fuel into the wrong one, it can be pretty disastrous. There's a little piece of a story I'd love to read you from Dr. Seuss. I read Dr. Seuss to my kids quite often, and there's a story called The Sleep Book. It has nothing to do with engines, but you'll see the connection in a second. A moose is asleep. He's dreaming of moose drinks. A goose is asleep. He's dreaming of goose drinks. Now, that's well and good when a moose dreams of moose juice, and nothing goes wrong when a goose dreams of goose juice, but it isn't too good when a moose and a goose start dreaming they're drinking the other one's juice. Moose juice, not goose juice, is juice for a moose, and goose juice, not moose juice, is juice for a goose. So when goose gets a mouthful of juices of mooses and moose gets a mouthful of juices of gooses, they always fall out of their bed screaming screams. So I'm warning you now, never drink in your dreams. So don't put goose juice into a moose. Don't put petrol into a diesel engine. They are complicated things, but they are not complicated enough to be able to burn different fuel because of the ignition systems, is my general understanding. Now, are humans the same as that? Well, a lot of the time we think so. A lot of the time that's what we feel. We've talked a bit about a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset says, I'm a goose. I can't deal with moose juice. It doesn't work for me. No. This remote working thing. No. I don't do my work on the internet. I do my work with people face to face. I can't adapt. I can't pivot. I'm fixed. Fixed mindset says, no, I need my certain kind of fuel to be able to get ignition going and to be able to get forward movement. And until the conditions are perfect, until the fuel is perfect, well, there's nothing I can do. I'm just going to sit here. But a growth mindset says, no, we can pivot, we can adapt, we can innovate, we can learn, we can grow, we can move forward. Humans are capable of a growth mindset. Remember, chatted, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, we keep coming back to this idea of Susan David's, this emotional agility idea. And she says that emotional rigidity, which could be likened to a fixed mindset, is when you can't change with adapted circumstances because you were hooked by certain stories that you believe about yourself. No, I need the half hour commute home to decompress after the stress of work. If without it, of course I'm going to be ratty at home with the family and the kids. Of course I'm going to be in a bad mood because I need that. And until I get that, I am who I am. This is the way I'm made. This is the way I'm designed. Don't give me goose juice. I'm a moose. That's what being hooked on negative stories tells us. Not negative, unhelpful stories. That's what being in this fixed mindset actually means and how it plays out. We don't believe we can change because we think of ourselves in simplistic terms like, I'm a petrol engine. There's nothing I can do about it. Until I get petrol, I'm not going to be happy. Well, that's not going to help us flourish in this time. We need to be emotionally agile. We need to have a growth mindset. You see, humans are not like car engines. Humans are actually a lot more like turbine engines. Now, I don't know all the physics and all the chemistry involved, but essentially a turbine engine is not designed in the same way. So it can ignite nearly any kind of fuel. Obviously, it depends on the complexity and the delicacy of the engine itself. But a turbine engine initially was designed, I think, was used obviously a lot in jets. And a jet engine, think of those early military jet engines, you don't know what kind of fuel you're going to get behind enemy lines or, you know, when you're somewhere else in the world. You don't have the same control. So you got to design an engine that can burn a wide variety of fuels. And because of the chemistry and the makeup and the physics of the engine itself, it is able to burn more than just goose juice. It can burn moose juice or goose juice or petrol or diesel. Maybe not moose juice and goose juice because that's a story. But you know what I'm saying. The engine itself is designed to be able to handle complexly different options of fuel. Well, the same is true of humans. We can adapt. We have talked about flexibility. We've talked about this. The way a jet engine works is it pulls in, a jet engine, turbine engine, same thing. It pulls in air from the outside and it ignites, it uses the oxygen in that air to ignite the fuel and to move forward. Now, you and me, we are not mooses or gooses. We are not petrol engines. We are not diesel engines. We're not really jet engines, but it's one step closer to who we are. But I'm going to take it even one step further. A jet engine pulls in the air from the outside, creates the pressure, uses the oxygen. A rocket still uses a turbine engine, very similar to a jet engine. But a rocket can't rely on oxygen from the outside. Why? Because it's flying into space where there's helium and nitrogen and no oxygen. What a rocket engine does, and of course you know the rocket is the mascot of this series, of this reignition edition part of the series. What a rocket engine does, it has its oxygen with it. It has to keep its own oxygen, and it has to, I don't know the mechanics of it. Again, not a rocket scientist. But it actually has its own resources internally. That is the closest idea to what a human is. But a human goes even further than that. We've done this technique, three good things, a number of times. And we've talked about how it can help you reframe what is outside, what's going on in the world, the adverse conditions you're faced with. It helps you reframe things that others may see as negative into positives. It helps you create positivity. So if we are rocket engines, rocket turbine engines that need to have our own internal resources, rockets need to take the oxygen with them from Earth. Humans can take what is outside, the helium, the nitrogen, and convert it into the oxygen we need. That's what humans can do with emotional intelligence. This whole series that we're putting together, this whole package that we're putting together to help companies is to help you as a leader, as an employee, maybe as a business owner, is to help you unlock the potential in yourself and in your team. It's not just for businesses. the same principles apply to people who are at home, to people who are not working, maybe even to the retired. It's the same principle. We're the same humans with the same complex engines that can take the helium and nitrogen around us and convert it into resources to create combustion. What we're doing in this Reignition Edition, and what we're doing with this Reignition Support Package that MyGrow is offering, is to create something that can help you unlock flourishing in a time where there is perhaps no oxygen to be found, when things are tough, when we are being faced with all sorts of challenges, some of which we are mentioning in this webinar series. We're facing things that we have not faced before. If we take a fixed mindset, if we take an emotionally rigid position, we will not flourish in this time. But if we can adopt a growth mindset, and if we can lean forward into this whole idea of emotional agility through emotional intelligence, we will be able to flourish and create forward movement. If you're interested in finding out more about this Reignition Support Package, please email us at hello@mygrow.me and we will get back to you. You may be going through this alone, you may be with others, you may be excited about going back to work, you may be terrified about going back to work. But we're all in this together. We're all in this differently. I'm going to try to turn this car on, see if it actually turns on 6 weeks later. Yes. I'll see you in the next episode.